Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation where we're in the midst of a great presidential campaign. Well, okay, maybe that's a little bit excessive, but there is a spirited campaign at least going on the part of Nikki Haley, the last remaining serious Republican competitor, to challenge President Trump for the nomination of the Grand Old Party. And today, a lot of people had felt that with a build-up for a speech that she had, she was going to be making a big announcement about dropping out of the race. Well, she didn't do that. And the report is that Haley's persistence in the face of tough odds suggests she has both the will and the funding to keep herself in the primary. Haley has vowed to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. Now, there's also very specific plans that were put forward not by people who despise Joe Biden, though there are plenty of those. He has terrible approval ratings, President Biden does. But Ross Douthat in the New York Times writes, Biden should step aside, but how? And Ezra Klein and Nate Silver and Maureen Dowd, all writing about how it is that Joe Biden should remove himself from the race and be replaced by whom? Well, we will relate to that, too. We'll also be speaking with Peter Baker of the New York Times on precisely this issue of Donald Trump standing aside. Not Donald Trump. Joe Biden standing aside. Donald Trump's chances of standing aside. He does get distracted by some of his legal cases. But I don't think people who know Trump well expect that he's going to drop out of the race. In her speech today, Nikki Haley directly confronted some of the negative expectations about the current state of her campaign. Clip 21.
Some of you, perhaps a few of you in the media, came here today to see if I'm dropping out of the race. Well, I'm not. Far from it, and I'm here to tell you why. I'm running for president because we have a country to save.
And how do you save the country? You save the country, she says, by confronting some hard truths out loud. This is 22.
A lot of Republican politicians have surrendered to it. The pressure on them was way too much. They didn't want to be left out of the club. Of course, many of the same politicians who now publicly embrace Trump privately dread him. They know what a disaster he's been and will continue to be for our party. They're just too afraid to say it out loud. Well, I'm not afraid to say the hard truths out loud. I feel no need to kiss the ring. I have no fear of Trump's retribution. I'm not looking for anything from him. My own political future is of zero concern.
And speaking over the weekend, she actually went down a list, and fairly effectively, about why Trump was not a normal or a healthy candidate. She was speaking in Greenville, South Carolina. Clip three.
It's not normal to spend $50 million in campaign contributions on personal court cases. It's not normal to threaten people who back your opponent. And it's not normal to call on Russia to invade NATO countries. Donald Trump has done all of that and more in just the past month. Look, I've said it many times. I think Donald Trump was the right president at the right time. But times change, and so has Trump. He's gotten more unstable and unhinged. He spends more time in courtrooms than he does on the campaign trail. He refuses to debate. He's completely distracted, and everything is about him. He's so obsessed with his own demons from the past, he can't focus on delivering the future Americans deserve.
Okay, this is the kind of Nikki Haley that I think would have helped her a great deal in New Hampshire, where she did come within 11 points of catching Trump. And had she begun with this kind of aggressive, strong, uncompromising criticism, rather than simply portraying herself as, well, he was the right president at the right time, but now we need a younger version. No, what she's talking about is some of what is troublesome about recent statements by President Trump. And yes, one of them is that idea that he would actually, he says, go to Vladimir Putin and encourage him to attack countries like Lithuania and Poland. And this, by the way, despite the fact that Lithuania and Poland and the other Baltic republics, Estonia and Latvia, are countries that are spending a great deal of money on their own national defense. They're doing what Trump says they should do. But saying that he was would have no problem, he would say to Putin he should do whatever the hell he wants with NATO countries that aren't spending more than 2% of their own gross domestic product for their national defense. These are problematic issues. Because, well, they cut back to the past, and the whole idea of Republican isolationism, it's actually, there's some circulation recently from some comments by Charles Lindbergh, who was the great aviator, but was also the leading spokesman for the America First Committee, which believed that we had to stay away from defending Great Britain and decency against Nazi aggression. This is Charles Lindbergh speaking in 1940. This is 23A.
France has now been defeated, and despite the propaganda and confusion of recent months, it is now obvious that England is losing the war. I believe
people
and
cheering.
I have been forced to the conclusion that we cannot win this war for England, regardless of how much assistance we send. That is why the America First Committee has been formed.
Okay, the idea that we cannot win this war for England, the equipment that we sent to England was so crucial. This is, we will play FDR's response to Congress to the isolationism of the so-called America First Committee back in 1940. And there were so many prominent people who were involved with it, because people had the reaction that World War I, America's entry into that war, had been unnecessary. But sometimes if World War II, and if the current war in Ukraine, you don't see a moral and eternal issue involved, then you're not paying attention. So how did FDR, one of the second great presidents in that poll, how did he respond to Charles Lindbergh and the isolationists? We'll show you coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Michael Medved show, we were talking about the America First Committee, which was, by the way, it was bipartisan. It was many Republicans. It was many members of the old Progressive Party. It was some Democrats and many Democrats at the time. It spread all across the country. And that idea that the United States had no power to turn back the monstrous evil of not just what Nazi Germany was doing, but ultimately what Japan was doing after invading China. And remember, they invaded China and began massacring people by the hundreds of thousands before Germany invaded Poland. This was all very, very brutal history. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who, by the way, made the mistake of running for a fourth term, decided to run for his third term largely because he felt it was necessary that the United States should become involved in stopping the rise of Hitlerism. And here is the way he asked Congress for more aid for our embattled ally, England. Clip 23B.
I ask this Congress for authority and for funds sufficient to manufacture additional munitions and war supplies of many kinds to be turned over to those nations which are now in actual war with aggressor nations.
And that basically saved the world because, well, it's there are so many different works of fiction and of conjectural history. What would have happened if Roosevelt weren't there? And part of the difficulty here, and this leads us very directly to Joe Biden, Roosevelt ran in 1940, and he had the closest race he had ever had up to that time against a very impressive internationalist Republican leader who did not make America First as a slogan, who supported President Roosevelt and supported the Atlantic Charter and supported the need to actually be concerned about the world. That's Wendell Willkie. Then when he was running for a fourth term and he ended up running against another Republican who lost, Thomas E. Dewey, Roosevelt was sick and hid the fact, and which is why he only lived for a couple of weeks after winning his fourth race for the presidency. And this, of course, God forbid, Joe Biden does not give the evidence of ill health and very frail health that Franklin Roosevelt had. After all, he had polio. He was wheelchair bound and was very much intent on hiding that as much as he could. But there are a whole series of pieces, mostly by people of a liberal point of view, like Ross Douthat and Ezra Klein and Nate Silver and others, saying that what Biden must do is step aside. There's a piece in the Times by Ross Douthat, conservative columnist for the Times, who says that Joe Biden should not be running for re-election. That much was obvious well before the special prosecutor's comments on the president's memory lapses inspired a burst of age-related anxiety. And Democrats who were furious at the prosecutor have to sense that it will become only more obvious as we move deeper and deeper into an actual campaign. Saying that things have worked out okay through this stage of Biden's decline is a very different thing from betting that they can continue working out okay for almost five long further years. And saying that Biden is capable of dropping the presidency for the next 11 months of occupying the presidency for the next 11 months is quite different from saying that he's capable of spending those months effectively campaigning for the right to occupy it again. The impression the president gives in public is not senility so much as extreme frailty, like a light bulb that burns so long as you keep it on a dimmer. But to strain the simile a little bit, the entire issue in a re-election campaign is not whether your filaments shed light. It's whether voters should take this one opportunity to change out the bulb. Every flicker is evidence that a change is necessary. And if you force Biden into a normal campaign season rule, frequent flickering, if not a burning out, is what you're going to get. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that Biden senses this, that he isn't just entombed in egomania, but he feels trapped by his own terrible vice presidential choice. If he drops out and anoints Kamala Harris, that's even more likely to lose to Donald Trump. But if he drops out and doesn't endorse his own number two, he'd be opening himself to a narrative of identitarian betrayal. Aging white president knifes first woman of color veep. And seeing his party for months, setting his party for months of bloodletting and betrayal, a constant churn of personal and ideological drama. Here's what's fascinating. They basically ask, what is it that Biden should do? That's what Ross Douthat is inquiring. He says he should continue campaigning. And then shortly before the convention, long after he's locked up all the delegates and he's won his triumph of basically a vote of confidence from his own party, he should, for the good of the party, step aside and let the convention do what conventions were set up to do, which is to go through potential candidates and to pick the one who not only can be a good president, but can take care of the most immediate job, which is the job of actually campaigning for president, which I think is one of the real challenges that Joe Biden faces right now. We'll talk about that with Peter Baker, who is the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, covering President Biden and his administration. What can Biden do? What should he do, especially now that he's already been ranked as the 14th best president ever? We'll get to that and more with Peter Baker coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. There are so many questions about the White House and the control of the White House and where we go in the campaign. And we were just speaking about all of the prominent commentators, many of them on the Democratic side of things, who are hoping, wishing that Joe Biden would step aside. Peter Baker is the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, covering the White House, President Biden, and his administration. And he has insight and experience with what is going on in the White House. And recently, in your newspaper alone, pieces by Maureen Dowd, pieces by Ross Douthat, pieces, commentary by Nate Silver and Ezra Klein and many, many more, saying that Joe Biden really should step aside and just find the right way to do it, or else we're going to have a second coming of Donald Trump. Do you think that the White House is hearing that message? Peter? Okay. In any event, I was sharing with you what Ross Douthat had had to say about Joe Biden and him stepping aside. And what he is talking about is waiting for the convention. There's no easy escape from these dilemmas, he writes, about Biden's dilemma of simply appearing too old to be president, which is what 70% of Republicans and Democrats believe. But the best approach available to Biden is a distinctively old-fashioned one, writes Rolf Stauffit. He should accept the necessity of drama and bloodletting, but also condense it all into the format that was originally designed for funneling inter-party competition, the Democratic National Convention. That would mean not dropping out today or tomorrow or any day when party primaries are still proceeding. Instead, Biden would continue accumulating pledged delegates, continue touting the improving economic numbers, continue attacking Donald Trump until August and the convention, when he would shock the world by announcing his withdrawal from the race, decline to issue any endorsement, and invite the convention delegates to choose his replacement. Now, Payne would follow, writes Ross Stauffit. Payne would follow, but so would excitement and spectacle, the things that Biden himself seems too old to deliver. Meanwhile, any agony would be much briefer than in a long primary battle between Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer. And those are just the most prominent names, the ones that would be floating around. The proximity of the general election would create stronger incentives for Harris or any other disappointed loser to accept a behind-the-scenes proffer and fall in line if the convention battle doesn't go their way. And the format would encourage the party as institution, not the party as mass electorate, to do a party's traditional job and choose the ticket with the most national appeal. That, it seems to me, also goes to one of the other pieces that I mentioned, that there were several of them. There is a piece by Chris Saliza, a longtime Washington reporter for USA Today and elsewhere, and he has the intriguing title, "The Dirty Little Secret of Why Joe Biden is Running Again." And again, a lot of people who didn't expect him to run at age 81 for a second term have been shocked. And Chris Saliza writes that New York Times columnist Ezra Klein dedicated an entire podcast to his case for why it's time for Biden to set aside. Quote, "I think Biden, as painful as this is, should find his way to stepping down as a hero." And then Nate Silver, numbers guru, an outstanding pollster and political analyst, wrote, "Biden is probably a below replacement level candidate at this point because Americans have a lot of extremely rational concerns about the prospect of a commander-in-chief who would be 86 years old by the end of his second term. It is entirely reasonable to see this as disqualifying." And Chris Saliza says, "I find myself in general agreement with this view." And part of what he talks about is that there's something buried in that belief that Biden has said that if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. It's a quote from Joe Biden. He says, but there's something important buried in that belief, and it's this. Joe Biden does not believe his vice president, Kamala Harris, could keep the White House for Democrats this fall. Now, of course, he's never said that publicly, and he probably never will. But let's just walk through the thinking here. For all of the talk that a Biden retirement would set off a free-for-all in the Democratic Party, that's almost certainly not true. Okay. The idea to pass over Harris, given those facts, the fact that she is VP right now, duh, she represents as a black woman, two critical constituencies within the Democratic Party. To pass over Harris, this again is Chris Saliza writing, given those facts, would be read as and would be a massive slight. And Democrats can't afford to piss off African Americans and women, much less both groups. In an ABC poll released earlier this month, 28% of the public viewed Harris positively, while 53%, that's 2-1, regarded her in a negative light. Even more troubling for Harris is that the intensity is all on the negative side. 10% felt very positively about her, while four times that number, 42%, felt very negatively. And basically, part of what Chris Saliza is saying is that somehow not only does Biden need to figure out the right way to step aside, but Biden also needs to figure out a right way to step aside without the nomination going sort of by instinct and almost automatically to his vice president. The point is that regardless of the why, Biden and his team do not believe deep down that Harris can win this election against Trump. And they do believe that losing the election would have catastrophic consequences, not just for the party, but more importantly, for the country. Those twin beliefs are why all of the talk about Biden stepping down are a beep, he says. Barring some sort of massive medical event, he's simply not going to do it. The fact that it is so commonly and openly discussed right now, and the fact that Biden passed up the opportunity to do a Super Bowl interview, which was such a golden opportunity and so difficult to explain. This is a very, very difficult moment. And it is particularly regarding Ukraine, the death of Navalny, and the moral issue involved. More on that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has indicated that he is interested in taking up President Biden's offer to meet together to negotiate some kind of deal, to do something that must be done, especially as we come up to the second anniversary of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And one of the great human rights violations of our time, it is extraordinary to me that right now, with a fraction of the killing, and with a war that Israel did not in any way initiate, the Gaza war, with an estimated the Palestinians now claim 29,000 people have died in that conflict, and most of those people, according to Israeli sources, and I believe that they have all the evidence on their side, most of those people are combatants. Yes, there are too many civilians who have given their lives, but the way it's treated is almost as if there is this this ongoing assault against civilians. It's not against civilians, it's against Hamas, it's against terrorists who initiated the war. And the fact that we have a Congress that even after the overwhelming Senate passage of the aid for Ukraine, even after the death of Alexei Navalny, the refusal on the part of some Republican members of the House to move forward and provide Ukraine the ammunition, it's so extraordinarily important. And Zelensky said it very well, dictators don't go on vacation. That was actually part of a column that Peter Baker had written. But Garry Kasparov, who is a was an international world chess champion. He is now an American and a proud American citizen. He's chairman of the Human Rights Foundation and the Renewed Democracy Initiative. He writes in the Wall Street Journal today, a Dateline Munich, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was murdered in a prison north of the Arctic Circle on Friday. There is no need for semantic blame games when a political prisoner dies. There are no natural causes or accidents in the gulag. It's murder by dictatorship, as damning as if Vladimir Putin pulled the trigger himself. Now Alexei is dead, and with him that last gasp of Russian society that failed him, failed Russia, and failed the world with its apathy. He was a man of optimism and action in a country of nihilism and inaction, a tragic condition he shared with me because Kasparov was a very prominent dissident in Russia before he came to the United States, and with our colleague Boris Nemtsov, who returned to Russia only to be gunned down in the street in front of the Kremlin in 2015. Perhaps the last best chance was our huge demonstration in Moscow on December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2011, not long before the regime cracked down heavily on such actions. Navalny surely sensed the moment when he took his turn on the stage in front of tens of thousands of protesters. "I can see that there are enough people here to seize the Kremlin and the White House," that's the way they refer to the federal government headquarters, "right now. We are a peaceful force and will not do it now. But if these crooks and thieves try to go on cheating us, if they continue telling lies and stealing from us, we will take what belongs to us with our own hands." Also deserving of blame, writes Garry Kasparov, are the Western politicians who treated Navalny's poisoning in 2020 and jailing the following year as just another negotiating point with Mr. Putin. Lots of talk, no action, more pointless peace talks and corrupt deals, more blood on their hands. The mother of Alexei Navalny, we've all seen a lot of Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalnyeva, the mother of Alexei Navalny, went to the prison where her son had died, and then she recorded a video message pleading for Putin simply to release the body of her dead son so she could give him a proper burial. This is clip two.
On February 16th, my son, Alexei Navalny, died. For the fifth day, I can't see him, they don't give me his body, and they don't even tell me where he is. I'm addressing you, Vladimir Putin. The solution to the issue depends only on you. Let me finally see my son. I demand that Alexei's body be immediately handed over so that I can bury him humanely.
Does that seem too much to ask? Or for the United States to ask? Or for the world to demand. There's a flashback that rock star Greg Tomlin found of Margaret Thatcher. This is back in 2000, where she spoke at the University of Mississippi in 2000, and she talked about her meeting Vladimir Putin, describing the submarine disaster, the Kursk submarine disaster in August of 2000, shortly after Putin had taken power in Russia, and how he did nothing about it to save the lives of Russian service members. This is Lady Thatcher. Listen.
Now we have the new Mr. Putin. I looked at the pictures of Mr. Putin, trying to look for a trace of humanity. And I should, within a few weeks, have known better, because you know what happened. They had the terrible tragedy of the submarine going down straight to the floor. Whether there was an explosion inside or not, we don't know. But it was very interesting what happened. If ever there's a calamity in the West, the whole of the armed forces will go, they'll take everything there immediately. The politicians immediately will get together and say, what help do we want? They can have anything we can give. If we haven't got the help, we'll get it from someone else. There would be anxiety, because what mattered was not the submarine, but the lives of those in. An interesting thing was that the new leader of the Soviet Union didn't act quickly. This was very soon the comment. He didn't try to mobilize everyone else. We didn't know whether we could help, but we were all ready to go and help, and sent some of the small submarines that we had just for such an occasion. But that, my friends, was very, very revealing indeed. They still do not value human life in the same way that we do. And so, all the help got there, I'm afraid, really rather late. And I'm very relieved in one way that Mr. Putin got so much criticism for what he should have done, but didn't. And that again shows that the Soviet Union and the peoples of the Soviet Union are very much aware of what could be done, a great deal more could be done than is being done at the moment.
Okay, this is Marcia from 24 years ago. And what they illustrate is obviously the one thing that Putin's war in Ukraine has shown is not his hatred and contempt for Ukrainians. It's his hatred and contempt for his own people, for his own servicemen, like the submariners in that story that Margaret Thatcher was talking about. It's like the 360,000 people who have been killed or wounded, Russians, in their completely negative and outrageous attack on Ukraine. Tomorrow, speaking of outrageous attacks, there's a proposed bill in one of the most crucial of all the swing states in the presidential race, Arizona. It's a bill that would give the legislature absolute power to direct the state's electoral college votes. That, according to the claim, would disenfranchise millions of citizens. Is it even constitutional? We will get to that dispute and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.